Good morning. So today I'm going to be talking about some grower tools that we developed as part of the SCRI Clean Water 3 project, specifically aimed at specialty crop production. So the goals of the modeling tools, as I'm going to refer to them, is to develop these tools to help the help the nursery industry understand their system better and help them determine treatment technologies that they could potentially use, as well as give them ideas for how to reuse or recycle irrigation water at their operation. So we want to reduce the nutrient and contaminant load, nutrients and other contaminant loads into surface waters that are leaving the operations, and be able to remediate pathogens, pesticides, and nutrient contaminants that are found in waters. And also be able to obviously communicate this information with the relevant stakeholders to make sure that they understand how to use these tools and what they can be used for. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about the pathogen tool that we developed. We feel that this is one that the growers are really going to benefit from. So pathogens in nursery waters are a continual problem, as evidenced by, for example, Phytophthora ramorum, which is sudden oak death, which has been transferred all around the country by shipping plants. And so one of the things that we can do is if we can help growers do a better job identifying where they have problems, then we can help them reduce the chances of moving those types of pathogens around. So there was a hazard analysis program out there. It was a paper-based version. So it's called the hazard analysis for critical control points. It's kind of the general area that this falls underneath. So identifying specific areas where you can target your efforts to reduce your chances of contamination. So that's what this analysis tries to do. But it was a paper-based version. It took several hours to complete. You needed to practically have a PhD to do it. And it just was not super user-friendly. So it wasn't being used very much. So we thought this would be a great thing that we could put online. So this is just an example of the paper-based version. It only had yes or no answers. It wasn't very user-friendly. And then so what we did is that we want to develop this same analysis. So we took a lot of the same questions. We just modified a lot to make it more user-friendly and more adaptable for the grower. So it's available anywhere. Expanded choices instead of just yes, no, there's sometimes, always, never in there. There's just a bunch of different options that they have depending on the question. They get feedback instantly, so when they click on it, it says, okay, you're doing a great job, or you need to have focus on this area here. So compartmentalized, meaning that you can just do one piece at a time. You don't have to do the whole thing. And then there's links to external information, and then we're also providing recommendations for where they can start. So this is just an example of, for example, the water management section. So if you click on, I have a well, you say, okay, well, that's good, but I also use surface water, so that's a problem there, and then you can go here for more information. So we have these linked, and then there's also drop-down menus, things like that. So there's different ways that growers can interact with this, drill down, find out more information. And so these tools are still in progress, but we're getting them to the point where they're about to be put online in the next couple of weeks. So they go through water management. So here's the different areas that we have, and these are available in English and Spanish, all these tools. So disease and pest management, plant procurement, plant propagation, containers and media, greenhouse production, field and container production, and cull piles. So all those have different questions associated with them in regards to how growers can use this information to figure out where they might be having problems. So the next tool that I want to talk about is a slow sand filter sizing tool. So if a grower wants to install a slow sand filter, they would input how much water they need to treat on a daily basis, and then it would give them a diameter of their tank surface area that they would need in order to treat that water. So they can either do this for current production, future production. They can change all these values and then come up with basically an answer. So then we have a pond volume calculator, which most growers, you say, well, how big's your pond? Okay, well, it's this surface area. I have no idea. But you can basically take that information and then just calculate it based on an average depth. The other nice thing about this tool is that you can just sketch it on a map. They can zoom into their operation and then just put a circle around their pond. And then it'll say, okay, well, what's the average depth? And so it's just a much easier way for growers, instead of saying, I don't know, or, that they can get a better understanding of how big their pond is. And then that gives them a total volume that they can use for other tools that we're using For example, there's another tool about irrigation and how much water you're using. So you could use information from the pond sizing tool and then how much water you're using on a daily basis to determine how long your pond would last if you, for example, you know, you had a pump go out in your well and you couldn't replace it. So I have, you know, 5 days of water or whatever it is. So this is a contact time calculator. This is specifically for chlorine injection. So you want to target 2 minutes of contact time, but most growers are like, I have no idea how much that is. So they basically put in their pipe lengths in there. So from where they inject the chlorine to where that it goes out of their first emitter. So they would put in all their pipe size, pipe diameters in there and their lengths, and then it calculates how much water is in that pipe. And then it determines, okay, based on how many gallons per minute you're pumping, this is how much contact time it has. And then, for example, here it says, okay, you need at least, you know, 53 gallons more of storage volume in order to reach that 2 minutes of contact time. So if they don't have that 2 minutes, this is how much more volume you have to add to get that. So here's a chlorine calculator for helping growers to understand, you know, how much chlorine they have to inject into their system, and it'll give them also information about how much that costs them. And then there's a coefficient of uniformity tool. We all know that growers should be attempting to measure their coefficient of uniformity is much more often than they do. So this tool is a helpful way for them to do that. So there's actually an updated version of this one that we're putting online that instead of just having them enter one at a time, they can basically create an Excel file and then just copy that and paste it right into a text document or a text block. And then they'll be able to just upload all that either as common delineated or as an Excel file. And then they could test their distribution uniformity based on that. So that's another great tool for the growers to use. Hopefully they'll use it more than they do now to determine their coefficient uniformity. So interception efficiency for container nursery growers. This basically takes the diameter of the container and then the distance between rows and center, or so between rows and within rows, and it determines how much of their water that they're applying overhead is going to fall between the containers versus how much is actually getting into the container. And then there's irrigation volume. This is what I was talking about before. So using the pond volume calculator and then this irrigation volume, they can add different parts of their system together, and then it gives them overall how much water they're using on a daily basis for their operation. They can do it in summer, they can do it in fall when their irrigation changes or whatever makes sense to them to determine, okay, well, this is how long my pond will last, or this is how much water I'm using on a daily basis, which growers probably don't have very much idea, at least the ones that I've talked with about, you know, say, oh, how much water do you pump? A lot, you know, is typically the response. So this is a way to help kind of drill down on that and some of the, you know, other tools like slow sand filter tools, you know, so they can get an overall idea of how much water they're using. And then we have other tools in there, which example is a pond refill calculator, and which I'm going to talk about. So they can use that to see, well, how much water is getting back to my pond, how much water would I potentially need to treat using a slow sand filter or other type of technology. So here's the runoff estimator. So basically this is, you put in your surface area. Again, you can sketch it on a map, and you can say, okay, well, I have this many acres at my operation, and that's contributing to my pond runoff. And then we've got the slope estimates on there, as well as the type of surfaces that they use, for example, clay or sand. And basically, it creates it models their system. And again, this is not going to be super accurate. I mean, some of this information isn't really well known out there for how much, you know, water is going to be running off. It depends on your, you know. So we do have information about how long the irrigation of the rainfall event is, as well as how much is applied. So the more, the better information that you put into the model, obviously, the better results you're going to get. But, you know, there's soil dynamics are a very difficult area. And so, you know, we're basically giving an estimate. And this is not meant to be, you know, an exact science. So we're kind of giving them an estimate of how much water that they're applying. So if they're going through, let's say, you know, 500,000 gallons of water a day, how much would they expect to capture in their pond? You know, and then they can use that information to kind of go into the all the other tools that I talked about. So they're meant to be seen as holistically, not kind of separate. You know, use this tool, just this tool, and then that tool. They can use information from one to feed into another. And I can take any questions. So these tools, hopefully in the next few weeks to a month, they'll be all up on the Clean Water 3 website. So we're hoping that these tools will be used by growers, get the word out to them to help them use them. I mean, the website is continually changing, being updated as far as adding new information, which is part of this project, and other information that's being done in the area. So I'd love to take any questions that you have. All right.
So is this designed to be used with your sand filter with chlorine or also with ozone or whatever?
Are you talking about the slow sand filters? So, I mean, so slow sand filters particularly aren't used. So the question was asking about ozonation or chlorination in regards to, these types of tools. And so are you talking so specifically about slow sand filters or?
I just want to get rid of the pathogens.
Right. So, that would be the chlorine contact time calculator. The thing is you always want to test to make sure that it's working. I mean, you know, that's the bottom line is you tell growers you treat, but you also test. So sending it off for analysis is highly recommended, or doing it in-house if they have that capability. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Is there any parameters tied to specifically how so
It's a great question. So the question was, do the tools incorporate any kind of local weather parameters? So when we initially envisioned kind of the modeling side of this project, I'd called it one tool to rule them all. So basically pulling in environmental information, and I was kind of, talked off of the cliff and said, okay, well, we'll start off with these more simple tools, kind of go from a bottom-up approach instead of a kind of a top-down. So we're basically creating these tools that growers can, very quickly go and use and say, okay, well, I'm having a problem with my pathogens or I want to, make sure that I'm adding enough chlorine or whatever it is. They can go there and, 5 or 10 minutes, they can get an answer to their question. So there is definitely the possibility of incorporating more that was our original vision, was to pull local weather information in and get more, kind of drill down to more specific information for the operation. But, that may be future-wise where this is heading, but we wanted to get kind of keep it simple, kind of make sure that growers can use it. And then, even as I was talking about today, is using information from one to kind of feed into another. Another thing that we'd like to do is kind of make those connections in the tools themselves and say, okay, well, take this information and put it into this other tool. These are other options of where this information would go. So it's a great question, and it's on our radar, but just not sure it's going to happen, at least for this grant, maybe for next one. So the question is there a kind of fertilizer application tool? And there's not one at this point. The thing is that most growers, they'll tailor at least their CRFs to their recommendations on the bags or what they get from the fertilizer companies. So, we could create a tool like that, but I'm not sure how useful it would be. But we can definitely talk to our growers about it and see if they would be interested. Are we done?
All right.